Froggy is nearly 2 months old. Excuse me. Amelia is nearly 2 months old. And as delightful and healthy a baby as we could have possibly dreamed. And even beyond that, there seems to be blue skies forged of perspective. Right now, at least. I guess that's all we have. It's my unconventional life. Looking. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? Had my 4 full days back in LA this week. And that was nice after the time away recently. Just spending time with Froggy and Eri, going to the park or the beach. Seeing Froggy smile, stand, giggle, look at the world. It's a true blessing. And Eri and I finally had a discussion about the nature of our relationship this week. I'm always anxious about having things hanging over my head, as you've probably picked up on here. A lot of people probably do. And it causes us to build up anxiety about them. And lose sight of the present moment and live nearly totally in your head worrying about the future. Anyway, after a visit to my therapist this week, the conversation just came up. I have to say, it wasn't half as bad as I'd feared. Again, there's that word. One of my best friends out here always told me that I operate largely out of fear. Focus on trying to avoid stuff that is painful rather than experience stuff that's positive. I can certainly do that. But that's because the negative stuff, for me, blocks out the positive. Perhaps for some people, the positive can block out the negative. But that's not me. But be that as it may, it's not a good place to be when there's negative stuff either happening or on the immediate horizon. I have trouble living up to my boundaries. And in the discussions with Eri, that came up. And she encouraged me to do it. Not just with her, but in all aspects of my life. And once again, I feel very glad that I've had a child with her. And that she is a great parenting partner. Now, we still have other discussions to have. But the core one that started my anxiety a year ago at least has been addressed. And it's our conversation to have. And I want to honour that. But at the same time, for the purpose of telling this story, our story in the podcast, I talked again about wanting to focus on the parenting partnership and how sex blurs that in my head. In the time since having Froggy without sex, things have seemed far more stable and healthy between us. You could certainly make the argument, and I think she might, that that could be just as much about her hormone stabilizing now. I don't know. But I want to keep things like this. We talked about the potential of dating other people, some of the concerns and possible complications, reiterating some of the boundaries that we set up in the original contract. And that was very encouraging. There's no rush, and there's significant time and logistical conflicts to it anyway. I don't feel any concern about that either. My main priority is Froggy. It's always going to be Froggy. Spending time with her is the top of my list. And not out of obligation, because it's truly what I want to do. At the same time, we also discussed the amount of time I stay at Eri's when I'm back versus at my place. And while Eri felt that being there every night, in case Froggy needed me, was best, she said that that was her opinion, and I, as always, was free to do whatever I wanted and felt was right. I do believe Froggy will only know what she knows, and I'm going to be way more a part of her life than a lot of fathers. I want to see her every day. I want to be available for her whenever I can, but I want to have a parenting partnership, like we discussed before, not a traditional parenting relationship. And I think to that end, it's important to be able to show other people that this can work, and arguably, it's a good way of doing it. For some people, you decide. And on top of that, to show Froggy that there are other options out there. And even beyond parenting, it's the notion of finding your own place in the world, setting your own agreements and honoring them, not living by obligation, as determined by society or others outside of the agreements that you've made. I think that's the basic tenet of relationship anarchy. Maybe not a good name for it. Perhaps relationship honesty or accountability is better. Accountable relationship honesty, perhaps. I don't know. There's a lot coming up for me. I'm going to be away a lot for work soon. I'm moving apartments soon too. So I need to be cognizant of not letting everything cloud my ability to live in the present moment. I will never get these moments back. Eri, for her part, has been super chilled and cool, like I remembered her before she got pregnant. And for that, I am truly grateful. As we go through life, we do change. Little bits sometimes, big things others. But what stays whole? What through line exists? Kindness? Hope? Love? There has to be something. Have a think on it. And I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone. And everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place.